Hey folks, this is just going to be an anecdote bit episode thing. I realized that I haven't said it yet on this feed, and that since the last time I spoke to you, Spotify, I won't go through the whole story, but they, I guess finally, maybe is the way to say it. Removed all of the Anchor branding, the remaining Anchor branding, Anchor being the ingenious, I will say team, who I never really got that close to, but corresponded with, they're still there, or at least the person that I corresponded with back in the day is still at Spotify, and I hope they're getting paid well. They removed all the Anchor branding, and so the Anchor app is now called Spotify for Podcasters. And I'm apologies getting caught up in the mix here, but I have to say, fuck you, Spotify. Yeah. For all the other stuff too, just fuck you. Yeah. And with that, good morning. I guess I knew this, but Periscope was, seems so obvious, just an almost immediate respite from loneliness or isolation. I'm not sure if I ever did so, actually, but like directly a bit. If you remember when you're a kid and you have, I'm assuming it's a common phenomenon, you have a really bad nightmare and you wake up alone in a quiet house at 3 a.m. and you just kind of, feel distant from humans and need a distraction. I can tell you, I don't know of any better candidate because it's an all hours candidate. Actually, those hours are the best. You just pop in, I can name some examples. The best examples are, it's some random, really friendly 18-year-old Indian dude who wants to practice his English. And so you just have a lot of fun. I've mentioned that all the time, but it didn't actually, that happened to me less than, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen times from my total time on Periscope. It was just it's an easy shortcut for how great it is. But you could pop on your phone, look at the world. There would absolutely be somebody live somewhere. And the regulars, God, there's a certain level of dysfunction or it was weird to be a regular Periscoper. Because a lot of people would just have their phone on. There was this guy who honestly scoped most of the day in Chicago, and he was dealing, I think. I mean, it's just the images that you're seeing. He's either, selling weed, probably to fucking college kids, or some other niche product that he had to drive everywhere in Chicago. And he kept his phone at a very particular angle, right around the center console in his car. It's actually a genius angle because I don't think, well, it just there's zero actually identifying information, you couldn't have tracked him down or anything, but it was broad daylight, so you're riding with him, and most of the time, I don't remember, actually, I was trying to think, he would just didn't have time to look at chat, really. So that's the thing, the combating loneliness thing. I mean, for him, let's just speculate, let's just say that was comforting for him, and that was the best thing that he thought his phone could be doing. And maybe he thought, if he got in the wrong situation, got unlucky, or more likely got pulled over, which that was another excellent Periscope function that I think it seems like Instagram and Facebook Live kind of fulfill that now. The thing about Periscope is that it's permanent in public and the whole world can see it immediately. But because you're not alone, your phone is watching. There was that guy. There was a young woman who had an overnight newspaper delivery shift somewhere, I think in Kansas City. And she would actually chat, engage with the chat. My thing with her was she had to leave, she had to leave her seatbelt off, I think. Her door, her late 90s GM product door bong, just bong, bong, going off like every 20 seconds. And I was just like, please, if you're going to be doing this every night as a job, please invest the 10 minutes it would take to disconnect the bonging thing. And she just like didn't understand why. Anyway, I mean, that's a very lonely driving profession. And then, of course, there was the trucker. I can't remember his name. This is probably good that I don't remember their names, I guess. Who would sometimes you pop in and he'd be his were just the best. Just the most. Honestly, I can't think of any. I've said this before. There's no other thing on my phone that could just center you or intrigue you or just toss you briefly and without consequence into a genuine conversation with someone. And like the tools, the setting, and the pretenses, at least the ones I saw, just all resulted in company. I was gonna say wholesome. I mean, literally everything that I saw was wholesome, that I experienced is wholesome. And when I say wholesome, I just mean like attacks were just dispelled because there's just no point, except for the folks who liked the broadcasters who liked sparring with the people in the text chat because you have the inherent advantage. Not only do you have moderator power, but also just communicative advantage. Wow, I'm really rambling now, but like, I don't know. I was in the same genre. Like, it wasn't a regular habit. It wasn't something that I scheduled at all, but I worked the closing shift at a gas station 3 to 11 and I just didn't want to go home. I had my old Jaguar. I didn't want to wake up my mom. Had no reason to be home, and around here you can just be left alone entirely. And I would start broadcasting, and I don't remember the timeline, but like there was a period where I could go and sit and start a scope and just have like 50 or 60 people hanging out with me. And you know, it's like, I guess that's peak most of the time, but like that's I'd have as many people actually engaging as there possibly could be. And to have that power, no matter where you are. And I think it, like, the other thing, there was a good subset of them, and I could have been more participant in the community their way, who were not strangers. And just the way that the app, like, they would come in, and you could say, hey, and they would, like, that was a regular occurrence, people stopping by. And I'm just trying to think of, like, now I am just wondering, you know, with what's available, is there anything so immediate, so genuine? It was genuine company, by the way. People would come in and like there would be trolls. But honestly, the people who were actually just being awful were dispensed of immediately. Either they would, most of the time they would just voluntarily leave. That's how good this fucking, like, the way that it was set up, it just broadcast, you could not disrupt somebody's broadcast. Like, you could not, as a visitor, even if you're, like, chiming in on the voice chat, because you could join later and co-host. There's just, it was so futile. There's nothing to be gained, and it was such a futile idea that you could take over someone's scope. It just wasn't a thing that you could ruin their broadcast, that just nobody, like, really attempted.